Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for devotion for today.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy.
You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day where we get to dive into our devotion. Today is the 17th day in the month of January 2025. It's just like yesterday when we entered 2025. And it's been 17 days. And the Lord has yet been faithful. That's why we want to start our day by appreciating the one who has made this possible. Unto the immortal, invisible Lord, we want to say thank you. Accept our thanks, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise for us, not Hampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejabe Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. So if you've been very frequent on this show, the Open Heaven Hour, I want you to share. Invite somebody for a time with the Lord. It's time for our devotion and we need to dedicate a time of the day for the Lord. And it's not just a time of the day. Every second you need to be meditating on the Word of God. But most importantly, before you step out of the house, you need to take time to sit with the Lord and hear what He has to tell you. Today on our Open Heaven, we'll be looking at a topic that says, don't outgrow corrections. Don't outgrow corrections. Our aim for today is taken from Hymn 30. Hymn 30, when we walk with the Lord. When we walk with the Lord. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Exodus chapter 5 to chapter 7. Exodus from chapter 5 to chapter 7. Our memory verse today is taken from Hebrews chapter 3 verse 15. Hebrews chapter 3 verse 15, which says, while it is said, today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation. Hebrews chapter 3 verse 15. While it is said, today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Proverbs chapter 15 from verse 10 to 12. Proverbs chapter 15 from verse 10 to 12. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 10 it reads, harsh discipline is for him who forsakes the way, and he who hates correction will die. Hell and destruction are before the Lord. So how much more the hearts of the sons of men? A scoffer does not love one who corrects him, nor will he go to the wise. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, for every action or inaction, there are consequences. This is why you should consider it a great privilege when you have people around you who can correct you whenever you do something wrong so that you do not have to suffer terrible consequences. Unfortunately, some people do not listen to corrections. The Bible refers to such people as servants. A servant will not be corrected by words, for though he understand, he will not answer. That passage we can find in Proverbs 29 verse 19. Again, I read from Proverbs 29:19: A servant will not be corrected by words, for though he understand, he will not answer. You can choose between being corrected by words or by consequences. If you are wise, you will choose to be corrected by words so that you can avoid the consequences that come with doing the wrong things. Those who are wise do not wait for people to correct them. Rather, they regularly ask the people around them for feedback to know if they are on the right track or not. In Matthew 16 verse 13, Jesus Christ asked his disciples, "Who do men say I am?" In other words, he was asking based on my character and words, what is the impression that I give people about myself? Beloved, it is important that you regularly give people the opportunity to tell you what they think of you, especially when you are a leader. You can make it anonymous so that they can give you honest feedback. It is quite possible for someone to grow to the level where people begin to say he or she is infallible, even in situations where the fellow knows that he or she has erred. It is important to avoid this pitfall and ensure that you still have people around you who will always tell you the truth. You should never outgrow corrections. Even when people criticize you with evil intentions, you can ignore their motives and listen to see if there is really something you need to correct or improve on. Beloved, you will avoid so many troubles in life if you are the kind of person who listens to corrections. If people correct you once or twice and they see that you got angry, they will leave you alone. This will be very dangerous because even though they see you are heading towards a ditch, they will let you fall into it. Even God will leave you alone after he has corrected you for something for a while and you refuse to listen. That we can find in Romans chapter 1 verse 28. May God not leave you to destroy yourself in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's open ever comes to the reflection that says, when was the last time you effected a positive change in your life after receiving a correction? When was the last time you effected a positive change in your life after receiving a correction? May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word today in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. How can you share this message? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com and on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. The mobile app also gives you access to unlimited time in the presence of the Lord. You're going to be enjoying a lot of gospel entertainment. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. till you hear my voice again and till we gather, found on the word from the mind of God, to remain blessed. Bye-bye.